Hey, Rava. A query. Hilachmana v'akadesh ani lecha. So maho. She wants to give him a certain amount of money. But this would seem to be, you know, clearly against the criterion that we set out before. Ki yikach ish isha. Remember, hu nasan v'hu amar. He has to be both the giver and the one who is making the declaration. But we said at the time, we quoted from the Rishonim, that, you know, this is actually a question we're going to get back to on Dav Zion. So always good for us to keep our word. So Amar Marzutra, Mishmei the Rav Papa, Mikudeshes, that works. Ashi the Marzutra, Mkain. Havalei Nechasim, Sheyesh Lamachrayus. Basically, Karkos. Niknenim Nechasim, Sheyin Lamachrayus. Ve'ana Nebuchatznan. Don't we have a general principle that we call a Kinyan Agav? Is that if I purchase any karka, or anything which is mechubar lekarka, agav, that kinyan, I can acquire, this is what we do, let's say, mechiras chametz, all of the metaltim there. Nechasim she'en la machrayus, metaltim, niknani nechasim she'esh la machrayus, bekesef, kesef can be used for sada, we saw before, sados bekesef yiknu, hasadeh asher kana avram, bishtar uvechazaka. So initially the Gemara is a little bit confused by this, because it assumed that there was some kind of kinyan going on that was parallel, we'll see in a second, to a kinyan of karkos. So Rashi says, what is this? Adam yesh lo machrayus. Adam hukash lo karkos. Dechsiv v'isnachaltem osam lareshes achuzo. He says, oh, okay, the kinyan of the Isha is sort of like, you know, typologically speaking, you know, the kinyan of an Eved, in the sense that they're both human beings. Yim dechasim she'en lemachrayas, shemocher onosein lo karkos u'metaltlin, v'zeh mosheich ha'metaltlin, v'akarkos kinuyin lo b'meshichas ha'metaltlin. So it's sort of like similar. She says, you know, I'll give you this. You're going to, you know, pick up this mana, this metaltlin, whatever it is. And, you know, along with that, agav, you know, I'll be nicknames to you, a human being. So that sounds backwards. Metaltalin don't drag along karkos with them. It's the opposite. So Tosos had a reaction to this, right? As did Tosos Riazok. Okay? So before we go any further in the Gemara, let's take a look. Imkein habalei nechasim sheyesh l'machrayis, pirish v'kuntris, adam hukash l'karkos, dechsiv isnachaltim osam l'reshes achuza, v'kasha. So he doesn't like Rashi's interpretation, because that's only true of Avadim. And well, what in the world does a Kenyan Ishas have to do with Eved? So you skip down just four lines. Tosa says, Venira de lavdavka yeshul machrayas, ela af kinami ein lehem machrayas, lo matzino metaltalin nignim. Agav metaltlin. Even if you say it's metaltlin and metaltlin, you don't have a kinin agav by metaltlin. The nechasim she'en lamachrayus lo shayach bu agav. There is no such thing as a kinin agav. So even if you wanted to say that she's not exactly like karkos, how exactly is him taking the mana sufficient to then be kona her? This is bizarre. Inami. Yeshomer dehachi kamer al karchach iyish nikneis agav metaltlin sadanami nikne agav metaltlin sharei kinin kesef to isha yalfinan mistei kicha kicha vim ein sadan nikne mehecha tesi be isha. That's an amazing idea. Tosfos has now come back to this idea three or four times in the Masechta. Like, to what extent, and we say that, you know, there's a kinyan kesa by Isha, does that, you know, equate Isha with karkos? So what Tosfos is saying is that the Gemara is bothered by this possibility. If you're going to say that an Isha could somehow be subject to a kinyan agav metaltlin, then perforce a sada would also. We're not saying she's a sada, but the same rules would have to apply. So that's an amazing idea. Okay, what about Tosfos Riazakin? So Tosfos Riazakin, this is like, I don't know, yeah, we have the same Tosfos Adav. So it's like seven lines down. Nechasim sheishem achrayas yon karkaos ve'adam iskish lekarka. Rashi. Vayasavor hamakshe shatam hu agav. Right, that it's based on the idea of a kinyan agav. Shekana amos b'mishicha kana isha v'anipchatan b'masnisin dai pirka. Right, we know that it's the opposite, that metaltlin is always agav karkos, and not karkos, or in this case isha, agav metaltlin. Okay? Hachamairi shuhu adam chashev, as we'll explain in the Gemara, sheinu ragil akabel mamon, v'yesh lahana b'shekibel matana himena, v'hu omer lahare ad mekudeshes, b'hana sheyesh lacha, shekibalti matana mimcha, v'lo haya adam chashev, leka hanoa. Okay. So he explains, as we're about to see in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amrlei misavar to Amrlei agav, hacha be'adam chashuv askinan, debehaya noa dekam bekabel matana minoa, gamra umiknia le'nafsha. So what we have here, guys, is a very fascinating idea. Well, Yossi, let's say, now we don't have to imagine too much, that you were the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You're already a general, so it's only probably an inevitability. Oh, famous person, people trying to ingratiate themselves with you in every which way, trying to get your attention. And somebody, you know, comes up to you and says, "General, I'd like you to have my baseball pin. I'd like to know that, you know, when you play catch, you're using my childhood baseball mitt. It'd mean the world to me." So the person is doing it for themselves. That's the principle of an adam chashuv. That there's a hana'ah, when we evaluate that hana'ah, is actually quantifiable. It's at least a shavah pruta. That there's a hana'ah that's affiliated with an adam chashuv taking something from you. It's not a kinyan agav. But what she's saying is, I'm getting hana'ah. How am I getting hana'ah? In a very unusual way, but not in an impossible way, by you accepting something from me. Interesting. Okay. So, the Gemara says, lo and behold, Idbar Nami Mishmei the Rabba V'chein Le'inyin Malona. Matter of fact, that's not only true as it relates to the world of Kiddushin, but as it relates to Mammon in general. And you can't learn one from the other. It's Sricha. Diash min kiddushin mishum deha isasa nichala becholdu kidereish lakish damereish lakish tav lemetav tan du milemetav armelo. Right? That you might say that, okay, a woman generally speaking wants to be married because an isha wants to be married. So she's willing to say, you know, take this from me and we could be married, you know, because she's highly motivated in this direction.
So it's benefiting her.
Correct. Ava mamona imalo. But we don't have any analogous principle to tav lemetav when it comes to the world of mamon. V'yash minin mamona mishum d'isyoev lemechiba. A person is always allowed to be mochel in their own mamon. I do whatever I want with my mamon. Ava kiddushin imalo. When it comes to kiddushin, we don't have this principle. Just nitenes to mechila. We have a more formal structure. Ki kach ish isha tzricha. And so we need both of these limud. Okay, so this is, again, one of these extremely important gemaras that you can technically have a case of nas nahi v'amar hu, because essentially nas nahi is really nasan hu. He's giving her the hana by, you know, having her take something from him. Okay. So, what I want to do right now is use that as kind of a way of circling back, now that we have this comparison between Mammon and Kiddushin, to the topic that we're talking about in Vav Amud Beis. So, just to review, we spoke about the concept of Milva Lohotza Nisna. The Gemara said, a Mekadesh B'Milva Eina Mekudeshes. That if I had previously loaned a certain woman X amount of money, and they say later on, oh, that amount of money is your Kesef Kiddushin. It doesn't work because we say that money is gone. You already gave it to her. I was, you know, like telling this story. I don't know if you listened to this part, but I don't want to be redundant. But like, then when I was a kid, I thought what happened is you go to the bank and you like deposit money, and there's like a drawer that says Sherman on it. And like, they can't take it out of there. And realize that the whole reason that they're in the business is to take your money and to invest it and make more money, and then if you want your money, that's why you can't have a run on a bank, because by definition they don't have all that money. So, okay. So that's the notion of milva lehotza nisna. Okay, so just going back to a very important Rashi. So Rashi says, in the end of the day, after we go back to what, you know, mekadesh milva ena mekudeshes, what is hanas milva? You can't do it because it's harama service. The Gemara eventually says, the irvach lazimna, right? That you extend the amount of time, and it's worth it, right? Having more time to pay back a loan gives you more time to do whatever you want with the capital, right? It's invested in the stock market, or you're using it to rent a car, and the car allows you to get to the job, and the job lets you earn a salary, and the salary lets you pay a mortgage, you know. It's the way the economy works. So this is the Rashi on Vav Amud Beis, and then I wanted to show you again the Tosfos Sri HaZaken, now that we covered this line in the Gemara of the relationship between Kiddushin and Mamon. The Gemara said, Utsricha, right? Mamon is always Nitan for Mechila, but Kiddushin, you know, you wouldn't have necessarily thought that it's the same. So we have a special limud that Rava said, V'chein le'inin Mamona. Kiddushin and Mamon have a similar property in this way. She's allowed to say, just like people can say in the world of Mamon, you know, I want to give this to you, and with that hana, right, the following kinyan is going to be established. So that works in terms of kiddushin and mamonos. Okay, so Rashi says, "Lo tzricha de irvach lasman halva aso v'amar la hiskachi be'anazo she'at hayisa notenes prutas la'adam shefayiseni al kach." You would have paid somebody at least a pruta to get this extension. Oli, or you would have paid me for it. V'afilu lagar natulo dami klal v'impirish la. Kach mikudeshes, but still, it's kind of like a ribis derabanan. V'aramis ribisu dehavia below ribis gamor delo katzla midi. It wasn't ribis ktutza. It wasn't established at the time of the loan, right? Below midi shak elmina. I didn't take anything from her. V'kol shekein, Rashi says, imachal la kol amilva. V'amar la hiskad shili behanos mechila zo dehashdehu dekayayiv lahach bruta. That works. Dehanos milva. So Rashi says, now I think we could appreciate it much more, that the principle of mechila would work. So again, let's say I loaned her $1,000, and I say, oh, that $1,000 is now going to be your kesef kiddushin. No, that does not work, because those $1,000 are already hers. I'm not giving her anything now. She's going to pay me back with mamon acher. But let's say I say, it's not those mos, but I'm giving you something called mechila. I'm forgiving a loan. So Rashi says, of course that works. Kimikadish la biikar hamos with $1,000 lav midi yayivla shekvarim birshusa behem shala. But the mechila is hashtahu deka yayivla. You're giving her something that's worth a lot more than a pruta. It could be worth $1,000. It could be worth $100,000. So mechila is fundamentally different than ikar hamos.
Even though it's in her possession right now.
That's correct, because the mechila is not appealing to those mos. Yeah.
Is mechila like if she pays it back, you give it right back to her right away?
No, she doesn't have to pay back. You just wave a loan.
Is that what mechila is like?
Yeah, to say, we're erasing, the loan. So that's considered hashtahu dekayayiv la. And it's more than a pruta, it's at least a pruta, hanas milva. Okay. Now, so the Tosfos Sri HaZaken, that would be worth showing this to you. Says, this is sort of towards the bottom of the right hand column. D'irvach lazim, the perush shabazman pirona chov, v'aricha v'amrla v'hayanah sha'ad netenes pruta leploni shifayisosi tim yikideshes, v'reisha ribusa kamash malan, sha'ad opi shemochala hachov, even though he forgives her, v'amilva be'en, ena mikudeshes, So the Tosfos Sri HaZaken says, But he actually has to verbalize, not that I will give you this mechila, but he actually has to verbalize, if he wants to use the mechila tracks, a little bit different than Rashi, he has to say, you'll be mekudeshes to me in the, not so much that I'm going to be mochel the loan, but you'll be mekudeshes to me on the basis that you're getting at least a hana's worth of benefit, because you would have been willing to pay that to get somebody to get me to convince me to forgive the loan. So, whereas Rashi seems to think that mechila per se is sufficient, the Tosfos Ri HaZaken seems to believe that that's not really sufficient. That you actually have to verbalize and say, there is a behahi hana. So, why is that? Presumably, as the Tosfos Ri HaZaken himself indicates, that mechila isn't really all that different than saying, those $1,000 that I gave you for the loan, so that will be the Kesef Kiddushin. Doesn't really see that as fundamentally different, saying, okay, we're going to erase the loan if you'll agree to be mikudeshes to me. Right, so that's really interesting. Then he goes on. Ubehilchos arif abaus misvarad, and then the rif. Nimsa de matzis mana lemigbi, vinakta zuze biyada lemifre, v'amar la b'hawa noa de kamir v'achna leich, adzman ploni ti mikudeshes li. Uvarova alachos leka, most of the girsaos, we don't find that. Okay, that you actually have in Actinu Zuzi Biyada, Dafilu Enamos Beola Mikudeshes. Vzeki Pirish Rashi. You actually don't have to take the money in your hand and say, oh, with this money, you know, that you would have paid me to extend the loan, you don't really need that. Okay, so this whole discussion there about that point. Now, skipping down a little bit, this is getting back to the question of Ribbis. I think it's a very important line. So, Ribbis Ktsutzahu, Shim Amr Ad Lechaveru, Tainli Sadeploni, okay, Vani Alva Oscha Kach Vekach, I'll loan you $1,000, but in addition to paying me back the loan, you're going to give me a Sada. That's Ribbis Ktsutzah, that's an Isser Daraisa. O Ari Chatzman Ploni, have you Ribbis Ktsutzah, Viika Lemeimar, Denosin Ribbis Ein Lo Hanoa, Bemashin Osein, Viisha Yeshla Hanoa, Benesina Zgufa de Baila, Chaiba Mizonasa, a really amazing idea that the Tosfos Ri HaZaken says. It says, even if you think in general this kind of an arrangement might actually equate to ribbis ktsutza, ribbis doraisa, since a woman in the context of marriage is always getting something out of it, right? She's always getting an arrangement that she likes, economic protection, right? It's never ribbis doraisa unless it's fully exploitative. In other words, the malve is getting something fully over the love. He says, maybe that's part of the reason that in Ishus we downgrade it to ribbis derabanan, is because she stands to benefit as well. So that's a really interesting idea. I thought that was worth showing to you as well. Okay. Zayin Amid Aleph. Amarava, first long line, he's kachili lechatzi mikudeshes. The man says, you get a full half of me, that works. Chatzich mikudeshes li ain't a mikudeshes. But you can't be mikadesh half a woman. So Amarli Abai the Rava, so maishna chatzich mikudeshes li ain't a mikudeshes. Isha amarachmana velo chatzi isha. So hachanami kikach ish. Amar Rachmana v'lo chatzi ish. So Rabbi says, ah, Abaye, when will you understand? So Amar le hachi hashto hasam isasa levetre lo chazya. That it's not possible to have a woman that marries two men. Elagavra milo chazi levetre. But a man is certainly capable of marrying, on a doraisa level, multiple women. So not perhaps the most romantic moment in the history of Kiddushin, but that he says to her is basically, look, you know, I make no promises about the future. You should be grateful, I'm letting you know. I didn't even have to let you know. So really interesting suggestion. Maybe we should argue that the Kiddushim, where you say, oh, I'll be Mekadesh exactly half of you, maybe that should be Nispashid Bechula. Maybe that should sort of spread through her. Milotanya, Omer Ragla Shazo Ola. If a person consecrates a particular limb of an animal, Tehei Chula Ola, the entire animal becomes consecrated. Afilu Manda Omer Ein Kula Ola. A leg, but if you would say the liver, or a lung, or the heart of a makdish davar shen neshama tluya bo, have yakula ola. So the Gemara is making an amazing idea,
an amazing comparison.
Now, what are we saying? If a person says to a woman, "I want to be makadesh half of you," maybe that should work because it works in the context of hekdesh behema. That's tantalizing. Remember, Asura la chumei alma kehekdesh? Exactly. So we're saying what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If that works in hekdesh, it should work for kiddush aisha. That's an amazing idea. Okay.
According to the one who says it's only neshama tluyabo, would that have an effect on the woman? Like,
well, you know, presumably half, you know.
Any, yeah.
Yeah, hard to live without half of your body.
So when he says that he gives like half of himself, that means what does that mean? Half his time, half.
He could marry somebody else. Details TBD. You know what that really looks like in practice. Okay. So Avilamanda Marin Kulo La Hani Milehecha Demakdish Davar Shin Hashamatuliyav Abakdish Davar Shin Hashamatuliyav Have a Kula Ola. So midami hasa behema hachadas acharis. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? You know, behema doesn't have a choice. But here, what makes this, you know, version of hekdesh so different is that ena isha miskadasha salamidata halo dami lel hadam Rabbi Yochanan behema shal shnei shutvin. Let's say you have an animal that's jointly owned by Reuben and Shimon. So Reuben comes along and he's maktish his half, hekdesh chatzel v'chazer v'lakcha. And then he purchases, he buys out Shinlan's half, Vikdisha, Kedusha Veina Kreva, Veosa Tmura, Tumurasa Kayotseba. Right, you can't bring the Tmura either as a karba. Shmaminatzlas. We learn three things from this. Number one, Shmamina Bali Chaim Nidchim. That it's not just animals that have already been slaughtered that can be rendered unfit for the Mizbeach, but even while they're alive. Because what was the whole point? You made this into a korban when it fundamentally couldn't be a korban. Because you can't have half a korban. That's number one. Shma mina dichoy me kara havi dichoy. That there are those who say, the only kind of dichoy, which is true, this is General Sherman, Yossi Sherman. He's a general with the Union Army.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, okay. There are some people who say that the only kind of dichoy is in the case of nir'eh v'nidcha, that the behema was once completely eligible for a korban and then, let's say, developed a mum or something. This is a case of dichoy meikar, that from the very first moment, it was nidcha, heavy dichoy, shmamina. Yesh dichoy bedamim. That dechia is a halacha even when the only kedusha that was attained was kedusha as damim. Because again, when you said I'll, you know, be maktish half of this animal, you couldn't have possibly thought that you were actually bringing it as a korban. All of you're saying is that, you know, my half, my share in this animal is consecrated. Okay. So Bai Rava. These are all really interesting cases, I have to say. Chetzeich bechatzi pruta, vechetzeich bechatzi pruta mahu. Kevin damer lechatzi pruta paska, odilma mona beholicho. So we know that kiddushin by definition has to be a pruta. But let's say the following scenario, very, like, you know, legitimate case, says one half of you for half a pruta and the other half of you for another half a pruta. What's the halacha? So imtin.
Maybe based on the fact that you can't buy half, so just doing half wouldn't work. So you must feel like you have to add.
Ah, that's exactly right. Right, mona v'holeichu. So imtim tilomar, that's exactly right, Chanan. Very good. Mona v'holeichu, chetzich bepruta, v'chetzich bepruta mahu. So what if you say half of you for a pruta? Right, now you know that you can use a pruta. It's a little bit different. Right, kevan damar lav pruta, pruta paskal milsa. Maybe that interrupts things. So dilma. Kol b'yome mona v'holeichu. Or do we assume that this person is being a little bit cute, but he really means to say you know, I'll give a pruta for each half of you, which really means I'll give two prutos for the kiddushin. Zim tim telomer kol biyom meimona beholeichu, that it's really, you know, meant to be cumulative. Chetzeich bepruta hayom, vechetzeich bepruta lamachar. Let's say it's spread out over 2 days. Mau kevan damla lamachar paska. Maybe it stops because you said okay next day. Odil mahachi kamila kiddushin maschilu mehaedna. Umigmar lo nigmaru ad lamachar. The kiddushin, right, starts right now. Mischilu mehaedna, and it's going to continue on tomorrow. The Gemara doesn't answer, just considering the possibilities. Shnei chatzich bepruta mahu. Let's say you say your two halves for one whole pruta. What's halacha? So hachavadai bechad zimna kamarla. Say, okay, you know it's clearly at one time. Modilma. The very fact that you're appealing to half of her is an, you know, irreconcilable problem. Teku. So boy Rava, building off of these cases, shnevenosayich l'shnevanai bepruta mahu. So the Bali Atosos point out about this case, name of the re, that it has to be ketanos, right? The kiddushin da avnin who ti bigdolos av mekabel bekiddushin b'torah shlichos. Right, it has to be a case where the women are halachic non-entities, that we're really only talking about the father as a halachic entity. Because if you were talking about, you know, gedolos that had appointed their father as a shaliach, then each of them would obviously require pruta. So shtev nosayach l'shnei banai bepruta mahu. Basar nosin mekabel aslinan v'aika mamona odilma. Basar did who, Aslina? Now you look at each independent marriage, and there's only half a pruta for each marriage. V'haleka teku. Bayir of Papa. Biteich uparaseich bepruta mahu. Say a guy says, your daughter and the par for pruta. So mi amrinan biteich bechatzi pruta uparaseich bechatzi pruta. Very cheap price for a cow. Odilma, biteich bepruta uparaseich b'mishicha teku. We're not sure. Bayir of Ashi. Biteich v'karkoich bepruta mahu. Biteich bechatzi pruta v'karkoich bechatzi pruta. Odilma, biteich bepruta v'karkoich bechazaka teiku. Really interesting cases.
Mishifa is, it's like
standard, you know, just pulling it along.
But it's not worth
it. Right, it doesn't cost any money. Just, you know, the kinyane behema. It's like chazaka is to a field, as mishifa is to an animal. You're demonstrating control over it. Okay. Okay, so now we come to the topic of shira'i. Objects of an indeterminate value. Rags. All right, Tau Gavra, da'akdish b'shira'i, da'kidushim b'shira'i. So we know, presumably, as long as it's a shavah pruta, it's fine. Kesef or shvei kesef. So Rabba Amar lo tzrichi shuma, so Rabba says, green light. Rav Yosef Amar Tzrichi Shuma. So the Gemara tries to understand. Ida Amar La Bechol Dehu. He said, you know, whatever they're worth, presumably it's worth the pruta, the fabric, the materials. Chulei Amar Lo Pligi. Even Rav Yosef could relax in that case and say, it's fine, it's worth the pruta, who cares? Delo Tzrichi Shuma. You don't need to do an estimation or an evaluation. Ida Amar La Chamishin. If he said that these are worth $50 and they're only worth $10, so it's a mekach tos. Then there's nothing to talk about either. V'lo shavu chamishin, halo shavu. So when was Rav Yosef suggesting that we do an estimation? Ki pligi d'amar chamishin v'shavu chamishin. Rabba amar lo tzrichi shuma d'hao shavu chamishin. Rabba says, okay, the guy said that they were worth 50 and that's what they're worth. So, you know, there's no mekach tos, it's a pruta. You know, green light. Rav Yosef Amar Tzrichi Shuma. Kivan de itisa lo bekia b'shuma lo samchadaita. He says, no, in this case, we really need to figure it out. Because if he told her that they're worth 50, we don't think, you know, when women weren't as involved in the economy, in the marketplace, that she can't really know what that means. She has no capacity to evaluate that. And therefore, for it to be a legitimate kiddushin, for her to have truly consented, and we need her consent, right? Eina isha miskadeshes ela midaita. So we can't rely on the fact that they happen to be worth what he said that they were worth, because we need to know that she really bought it. Okay.
What does it mean it doesn't have value if we're saying it's worth 50?
Oh, it does, but she might have thought in her mind.
Is she right? We said it
doesn't. Indeterminate value. We don't know. It could be. You need somebody to come along and say, how much is this fabric worth? This is silk. This is super cheap fake polyester.
Does that apply to just anything that is a mummy?
Anything that would raise a question about how much it's worth. There might be something that's...
Well, why do we say that it is?
There's something that could be, you know, worth a variable amount of money.
Why don't we say that she's not, like, she doesn't know the value of things by determinate value of things?
Well, you know, if something, there's some things that might have been completely obvious to everybody. Yeah. So, Igadamri, and there is who say, Bechol dunami pligi. Rav Yosef Amar, Shvei Kesef Ayuki Kesef, Ma Kesef de Kitz, Af Shvei Kesef Nami de Kayetz. That it's more fundamental than that. But even if he says, I'm not claiming that this is worth any specific amount. Nonetheless, a woman always has to know if she's getting... It doesn't really matter if she's getting a pruta or 10 prutos. Both of them work, but she has to know. So here, too, she has to know on a fundamental level what the object is worth. Okay, so... I'm Rav Yosef. Where do I come up with this idea? Titanya mikesef miknaso. So the pasuk is in the context of redeeming one's field, right? That... One sells one's field, and then one wants to buy it back. So you buy it back in accordance with how many years remain until the yovel. Im od rabos bishanim lefihen yashiv gulaso mikesef miknaso. The kesef that you use to purchase it. Kesef miknaso. Bekesef hu nikna ve'eno nikna betvua v'chelim. You don't buy the field back with produce or with kelim. So hay tvua v'chelim echidami. What are we talking about? So ilayma delo miknu bubuklau. If you can't use them at all, Yoshiv Gulaso Amarachmana. The Pasuk has this reboy, Im Odrabos Bashadim, the Fihen Yashiv Gulaso Mikesef Miknaso. Maybe the most natural thing is to use Kesef, but Yoshiv Gulaso means I'll call upon him that I'm able to redeem my field. Okay. The Rabu Shve Kesef Kikesef. Vi Delais Bahushavipruta. If they're not worth a shavipruta, so mayir yatua v'chelim afilu kesef nami, then money wouldn't be viable either. So what are we talking about here that you can't use tivua v'chelim? So elalav de ispahu shavipruta, there must be a case where the tivua and the chelim has a shavipruta v'kevan de lo kaitzilo. But since they haven't been defined, if you haven't exactly quantified what they're worth, then you can't use them. So if Yosef says, what's good for the field, once again, is good for the Isha. He's making a comparison. But just like if you were used Tavua or Kalim to redeem your field, you would have to give a very specific, this Tavua is worth X, this Kalim is worth X, so too by an Isha. V'idach, what about Rabba? Hachi kamer b'toras kesef hu nikna ve'ein nikna b'toras tevua v'chelim. What is toras tevua v'chelim? Meaning, in principle, you can use tevua and chelim to redeem your field, but you can't use a certain type of kinyan which is very often associated with tevua v'chelim. Umay ninhu chalipin. Let's take a look at Rashi. So Rashi says, "B'toras kesef, b'toras damim hu nikna, bein shenos nalav kesef, whether you pay actual money, bein shvei kesef, or objects that are worth money, tvo v'kelim, b'toras damim, as full payment, iknu, v'lo b'toras chalipin, shederech la'asos chalipin v'tvua v'kelim, kelim shenemar shlaf ishna alo, tvua nami d'chsev kol davar." So this is obviously very important. What we've been talking about the whole time is that chalipin, to borrow from the language of the Sefer HaChinuch, back to Daf Gimel, Daf Bava and Beis, Matan al Manas Lahachzir, it's not considered a Maisa Chashev. So, we're not trying to rule out, in practical terms, the use of Shvei Kesef, Hein Le'inyan Gu'ulas Hasadeh, Hein Le'inyan Isha, but we are ruling out, according to Rabbah, Toras Shvei Kesef. What is Toras Shvei Kesef? Chalipin. Okay. So, let's just quickly review what we said today. So we started out by going over the idea of an Adam Chasha. It's not a violation of the principle of Hu Nasan Vehu Amar, because ultimately he is the Nosein. How is he the Nosein? He's giving her a Hana'a Hashta by accepting the gift. Now, that's a very fascinating idea. It works in Mammon as well. But you might have said Mammon, it's much more flexible, because Mammon is always subject to Mechila, not so with Kiddushin. On the other hand, you might say, okay, Kiddushin, we're going to allow her to do this because this is really what she wants. Tavla Meitav Tandu, Mila Meitav Arm. So once we had this comparison between Kiddushin and Mammon, we thought it'd be helpful to go back to the case of Hanas Milva. We know that you can't be Mekadesh with a Milva itself because Milva Lo Tzundis, now the money is gone. But what about in terms of being Mochel? So Rashi says, well, that should work. Because Hashtahu Diyayivla, you're giving her something now that's worth certainly the amount of a pruta. Tosfos Rei HaZaken says, okay, but only if you articulate it that way. You are Mekudeshes to me with the Hana that's worth at least a pruta that you're getting now of Mechilas Hechov. But Tosfos Rei HaZaken added, really interesting, that you might not have Ribbis Kitsutza, Ribbis on the Del Raisa level, when it comes to Ishus, because she also benefits from it. The Chi of Mizonos, etc., etc. Okay. So, we then started talking about the possibility of Mekadesh Isha L'chatzoyen. We said, oh, it works for a behema, you know, some level, right? Ragla Shazo Ola, you know, Ne'ebrish and Hashem Atzuya, but Havamina, that would work for a woman. And we say, not really, because Das Acheres. Another das. Now we had all these different interesting formulations. Right, half a pruta now, half a pruta later, half a pruta today, half a pruta tomorrow. What about, you know, a pruta that's going to encompass two marriages? You know, my two daughters, your two sons. Tosa says, well, that has to be ketanos, because otherwise it would be obvious. Each of them requires a pruta. And then we dealt with the topic of shirai, of objects of value, but we don't know how much they're worth. So, there are two deos in terms of what Rav Yosef really believes. Maybe Rav Yosef believes that you need a shuma when he claimed that they're worth a specific amount, and they really are worth that amount, but we need to make sure that she knows that there's no ambiguity on her part. There's really smichos das. Secondly, maybe it's no matter what. Maybe when we talk about shvei kesef, it's midi dekitzi. It's something that has determinant value. Okay. So where does that come from? So Rav Yosef will tell you that comes from the world of Asada. It says, Yashiv gulaso mikasef miknaso. You're allowed to use kesef or shvei kesef, but it has to be determinant value. Okay. You can use tevua v'chelim if somebody took the time to evaluate exactly how much it's worth. Now, according to Rabbah, who clearly doesn't understand the pasuk that way, so Rabbah will tell you that there's something called Toras Tevua V'Chelim. Chalipin is not going to be effective. Kesef Miknaso, Yashiv Gulaso, it always has to be Ke'ein Kesef. You can use Tevua, you can use Kalim, you can use kesef, but it has to be b'toras damim, that this is what I'm giving you in exchange for getting my field back, right? But not using it as a symbolic method. Okay. Let's hold it up here. Any questions?